Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for joining us for a Be Our Guest podcast tradition. That's right, it's Christmas Eve in the BOGP studios, which means that Ricky, Pam, and Scott joins us this year. We have hauled in our gifts to exchange with each other from the deep snow here into the studios, and we have a special guest this year. Disney Santa joins us, and we get one wish to ask for to make our next Walt Disney World trip even that much better. What are we going to ask for, and what gifts do we give each other this year? So stand by for that. Don't forget, today's show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. Please also continue to use our Amazon affiliate link over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a sincere thank you to our patrons who allow us to do this show each and every week. You can support the show on Patreon. Just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, let's get on to the show. This is a fun one. Stay with us. It's kind of crazy. It's Christmas Eve in the Be Our Guest podcast studio.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2014 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve to you. I hope that you're having a relaxing and restful and wonderful holiday season. At this point, please tell me all your shopping is done, that now all you're doing is sneaking into the kitchen there and, you know, popping that tin open, and you don't need that extra Christmas cookie. You know, you're trying to get in there and your significant other's listening and you're like trying to pop that thing open without making too much noise, but then the dog hears it and barks and gives you away and you're like, oh, forget it. I'm just going to take three cookies this time anyway because I'm already caught. Whatever you're doing, that's probably my story and I'm going to stick to it. I hope you're having a great holiday season. Thanks for joining us, and we're here. It's a tradition. It's the BOGP Christmas Eve in the BOGP studios. We're going to exchange our virtual gifts here for the 2021 season and have a good time today. And we're going to have a little twist on it here at the beginning. So joining me today, we have Ricky from the mouseforless.com. Ricky, we are in the dimly lit studio. I turned off one ring light. Now we're really in the dimly lit studio.
Okay, now it's really... I was like, what is happening?
I know, right?
Actually, I do have a fireplace now right behind me, but it is blazing hot because I've had it on all day, so I'm not going to turn that back on just for ambiance because you can't see it behind Spaceship Earth in any way. So, just pretend. We have the, we're in the studio. It's dimly lit. Some Nat King Cole playing. It's beautiful. So what's going on?
You know what? I got my coffee, so we're good. No hot chocolate tonight. Just got coffee. This is seriously one of my favorite nights. So I am so excited to get to, you know, share in this Christmas Eve tradition with all of you. It's just seriously so much fun. So I'm ready to get to all the excitement.
All right. I can't wait. We've waited all year for this one, but I have a couple questions for you, but we'll wait just a second. So let's all get everybody introduced. So Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pam, Merry Christmas. What's going on?
Merry Christmas. I love how you call it beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, I picture it, you know, because tonight, you know, we're in the studio is just perfect. It's got the Christmas tree. It's the kind of 70s, early 80s.
The starry night.
Yes. And I picture Pittsburgh with like a beautiful blanket of snow, even though if it's like St. Louis, it's probably 70. The one day this season, you know, 75, it's going to be on Christmas Eve in St. Louis. What is wrong with things? Stupid. But anyway.
That sounds perfect.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
I need snow on Christmas Eve. Like, I do want that. That could be 75 on the 26th. But I do like a white Christmas. But anyway, go ahead, Pam. I'm picturing it with a, you know, white
Christmas. It can be snowy for about 2 hours.
Yeah, same.
And then you're done.
And then it melts on its own. I just don't want to snowball or anything.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. No, I'm, you know, this is, it's a, 2021 was, I think, I will give it a better than expected rating, right? Surprisingly good. I think every year is good just for different reasons, but I was glad to see 2021 end up where it did. And I'm really looking forward to 2022. So it's a good holiday. I can feel it.
That's right. Got a feeling. Who sings that? Black Eyed Peas?
I got a feeling.
Yep, yep. We didn't say what kind. Well, we had a feeling in 2019 too, but
right, it was a different kind of feeling.
Somebody played that on Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve, and that didn't turn out too well. So
right.
All right. Also joining us, we have my friend and yours, Scotty G, up in the mitten. What's going on, Scott? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. You are all some of my favorite people, so happy to spend the holiday with you. You know, I was looking at some old Christmas Eve photos today, and one of my favorite Christmas Eve moments was when Disneyland, I don't know if they still do it, they used to make these gigantic candy canes on Main Street.
I was there
in November, like in 2015 for Elizabeth's birthday, and like I was one of the lucky ones. I got there early enough to get one, and we actually got two of them. Emily got one, I got one, and we saved one for Christmas Eve. And like, my God, that thing was massive. And like, now I'm like wanting one of those giant candy canes all over again.
Those things are legendary. Awesome. I've heard about those things.
I'll send you a photo of me holding a regular candy cane versus the Disneyland one. You'll get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah. And they only make a certain limited amount too.
They do each day.
And they only do it like certain days. So you have to be aware of the schedule.
I think it alternates between the parks too.
Yeah, it does.
DCA will make one day and Disneyland will do it the next. But it's a fun little thing they do out there.
It is.
That sounds like a local spark kind of thing.
Yes. Right there.
Sounds like a Silver Dollar City type thing. I don't know. Interesting. Okay, so here's, before we exchange our gifts, which we're going to get to in just a second, one of our listeners brought this up a couple weeks ago, and I thought this would be an interesting kind of question to do before we get to the gift exchange. Okay, so Disney Santa has come to the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios, busted through the door, actually came down the chimney, and sitting there in the corner, see him right there? Hey, Santa.
Yes, there he is. What's
so
up,
we
Santa?
Each get to go over and sit on his lap, socially distanced, but we get to sit on his lap. It's kind of weird. There's a big like plastic thing. It's like kind of like in hockey. We can bang on the glass, but he can hear us. So we get to ask for one wish from Disney. Like he's a Disney Santa. So you get to ask for anything. Like you can correct something you think has gone wrong in 2021 or over the previous years. You can bring something back. You can, you know, hope for something in 2022. You got a lot of options. So you get to, you know, like you're a kid, you know, you wanted that slot racing set when you were 8, which I never got. You get to ask. You get to ask Disney Santa. You get to sit up on the lap and say, you know, Disney Santa, this is what I want for Christmas. Or Ricky, so what are you going to ask Disney Santa for this year?
Well, Don said what I was thinking, but in the chat. But since you said that, which is to get rid of JPEG, I think that mine is actually something that I really would like to make happen as a reality. And Brian and I have been talking about finding ways to do this. We've literally had like discussions during lunches and trying to figure out like, is this feasible? How could we actually do it and do it correctly? And it's to hit every single Disney park on a one massive trip. So we want to hit up every single. So when we literally thought about how to do it. Of do we start in, you know, Paris and then go to, you know, Hong Kong and then Shanghai and then Tokyo and then, you know, Disneyland and then end in Walt Disney World, or go the opposite direction. And you know, we've really literally thought about how to do this. So that is like my ultimate, that's my ultimate Disney wish, is to be able to finally do that.
And then Brian, you finish it off with a cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Brian and I have been thinking about it and how to do it. And it's been a serious conversation that we've had. And you know, all we need is of course money. And then, you know, vacation time, which, you know, that's always the harder part too. Cause it's, you know, when you actually think about the logistics of doing something like that, but for the time zones, just the time zone differences of figuring, you know, how much time do I need to get acclimated to this time zone and this time zone. And yeah, it's a process for sure. So it's not a quick, like, okay, we're going to go here. And you know, that's it. You got to like really seriously plan it out. So that's kind of what we're
speaking thinking. Of that though. Maybe I'm just like having a fever dream or something, but was there not about 10 years ago, like a couple that did that in a day? Like they went backwards against the time zones.
They did something like that.
And they
visited
like every Disney park in the world, like in 24 hours.
Something like that, I think, is kind of what happened. Yeah.
It was like right at the like birth of like Twitter. I mean, it might have even been before Twitter because I think it was like blogged or something. It was.
I do remember it. Yes.
I don't even know if that's even possible to do in 24 hours, but I think it was like I think it was like Shanghai, Disneyland, and the four in Florida.
Maybe.
Like in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
it was something crazy like that. That was like,
whoo. Yeah, because I don't think you can do all of them in a day.
It was some logistical crazy thing though. Like they did some wild thing because they had logistically they had to go like against the times like backwards so that they could, you know, basically have more than 24 hours.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, all right, Pam, you get to go over and ask Santa for your Disney wish here this year, this holiday season. What are you going to ask for?
I think I'm going to ask for more hotel availability.
Oh, you're teasing your gift for that, Pam.
And peace on earth, goodwill to men. Thank you.
I know we need it. There's a, you know, some dates already in 2022 that are really challenging to come by. So if, you know, whatever that takes for Disney, if they're able to get more qualified people or whatever it takes behind the scenes for that to happen, that's what I would really like to see. So
Do you think it's that all the rooms are sold out or you think it's a labor thing like that they can't?
I think
staff?
It's both.
You think it's kind of a combo? Both.
I think there are sometimes.
It will be a labor thing that leads to all the rooms being sold out, probably.
And I think there are some dates that are really just that busy because, you know, as we've seen, people really miss traveling. And so when, now that they have the opportunity to do so, you know, travel about the country, right? That old Southwest commercial. It was like, ding, you are now free. Yes. Travel about the country.
That's a great commercial.
So I think it's a combination of both, but I really hope that we'll see some of that lessening up a little bit and give us a little more space to breathe. Cause the thing I hate worse than anything is when we have a guest who's like, I want to go. And we're like, we would love to send you there, but there is just not, you know, that available. And so anyways, that's what I'd like to see.
I will say though, just look at that as an opportunity. If your favorite hotel might not be available, but you know, look at a new favorite possibly. You never stay there, but give it a shot. I've had that happen twice this week and they're like, oh, I've never tried that hotel. Let's give it a shot. So
yeah, you have to. Yeah. There's just, you know, if you want to go, sometimes you have to be a little flexible, but it is. I think that you either go and you're like, I love this new hotel, or you're like, okay, back to the favorite next time. But either way, you get to go on a Disney vacation. So that's not bad.
Absolutely. All right, Scott, Santa's waiting. What are you asking the big man for this year?
Since Pam was in front of me and I got to hear her wish as we're social distancing to sit on Santa's lap, because I was going to ask for like a new resort, but I think hers kind of ties into that a little bit. I'm going to go with my other one, which was I would love to get the green light for Imagineering to build a new non-IP attraction.
Yes!
It can be in any of the parks. I prefer it not to be in Magic Kingdom, though, because it's so crowded. Throw it in. I don't know. Throw it wherever it may be fit. But I would love to see a non-IP related epic attraction greenlighted.
Yes, thank you. That would be fantastic. Oh my gosh, because it's been a hot minute since we've had a non-IP related attraction.
Is it still Everest? Is the last one?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. God, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I agree with that.
2006. Yeah.
Wow.
Very, very long time.
All right, so mine would just be a nighttime parade. I know that it could happen. I mean, we walked on the moon, you know, so, I mean, we put humans on the moon. I'm sure we can have a nighttime parade.
Didn't you see the parade happen? It happened a couple of weeks, you know, a week or two ago when, you know, the fire trucks were going through Main Street USA.
Well, at a little slower pace. I mean, you know, we don't need first responders necessarily. I mean, we do need to honor first responders. I'm not against that, you know, but maybe not in that fashion down Main Street.
As they're walking, you know, driving down to put out a fire.
Yeah, maybe they don't need to be on the clock as we're honoring them down Main Street USA. Bring back Tapestry of Dreams, people. Not dreams, nations. My bad, nations. Tapestry of Nations. Way better.
Yes.
So, yeah, nighttime parade. That's what I'm asking Santa for.
That's a good call.
So let's get to the gifts, and we'll start with Ricky. Ricky, first of all, it's always important. You got to talk about your wrapping paper choice of the year. You're always your wrapping paper is always kind of interesting. So what did you go with this year under the tree? Because we have all these now we got more presents because four of us this year.
I know we do have four of us. This year, you know, I decided to go a little unconventional as per usual. I have decided to tape together squares of computer paper and, you know, make it fun, kitschy patterns here. So I use different color computer paper. So, you know, I've threw in a red and, you know, a white and a green and, you know, just I use the holiday colors. That but, works. You know, I definitely like have mixed it all around. So, you know, I just taped together a bunch of computer paper. So
I thought when you were first describing this. You said, I taped together a bunch of swears. Wow, that's not very Christmassy. I mean, you well, do apparently somebody sometimes says she go swore. Through those emotions.
On Twitter, one of our listeners said that she swore on one of the shows a couple of weeks ago, which she did. I went back and listened to it on the replay when I was editing, and it was not a swear word, but it was close.
I was like, yeah. Did I swear? And then no. I was like, oh, no, there's no
you,
way
you
I did.
You mashed two words
careful.
Together, which came close. Yes, you
I'm very yeah. careful at, when I'm live, yes. trust me. Maybe not in other times yes. of life, but live, yes.
So. All right, so let's dish out
so you didn't tape together a bunch of swears.
I didn't tape swears together.
Thank goodness.
All right, okay.
Go ahead and give out your gift.
Splice some swears.
You can say who they're going to. So go ahead and you pick them out and who you're going to.
All right. Well, this first one, I guess I should go with the guest of who's never done this before. So yes. We're gonna throw it to Scott first.
Oh man,
this is his first Christmas.
Wow. We'll look at all this. Look at all this interesting language on this paper. I'm kind of offended
you got
here.
It, you got it. You figured it out.
Right? I know, yeah, right? Watch that one word.
It didn't even have a label on it. I knew who this was from immediately by the swears.
It says adult content.
But I'll give it a shot here. Oh, wow, Ricky. You know me so well. Thank you for this awesome gift.
I do, and that is because I got you a life size, and I'm talking, you know, like, so the size that they have, like, kind of at the contemporary versions, it's gingerbread versions of all the Friends characters, so you can put them out in the yard, and then you can eat them later.
That's so weird. Wait, what?
That's so weird.
So they are edible, then, you're saying. Okay.
And yes. I don't know if I'd want to eat something that's been sitting in my front yard. This is so wrong on so many levels.
Be careful of the feet because you probably have dogs that walk past.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Be careful with the feet. I mean, it might taste like Rachel's dessert if they taste like feet, but
they might taste like feet. So maybe don't eat them. But yeah, so they're life-size gingerbread display of the Friends characters in holiday decor, of course. Like, you know, they're wearing their
Oh my God, you're right. Ross is the armadillo. That's so awesome how you did that theming, Ricky.
Exactly. Ross is totally the holiday armadillo. So,
But he's not with Rachel.
No, he's standing next to Joey and Chandler. They kind of separated. The way the package was delivered, they were kind of separated.
Yeah.
But,
yes, exactly. So I knew you would appreciate that. Yes.
I love it. Well, this is going to take a long time to get through this. So feel free to come over to Michigan and help me nibble on some Chandler later on.
You know what I need? I need a little Joey.
Refer to the wrapping.
Yeah.
Exactly. All the swears.
But you know me so well. I appreciate it, Ricky. This is an awesome gift. I can't wait to get into it.
No problem.
Yes, and I'm with Don. He says to him, computer paper means the green stripe with the holes on the sides. Yes, the dot matrix paper. That's exactly what I was thinking on that age as well. All right, Ricky, this thing's going to be too long. So let's go. This thing will go until New Year's if we're not careful. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, Mike, this one is for you, so get ready.
Okay, so I'm again going around the words, too.
Oh, my gosh, Mike has actual wrapping.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Tell everybody about it. What do we see here?
All right. So I had such a fantastic time in Hawaii, and so I am sending you officially, finally, to Aulani because I know that you have never been, and you absolutely need to get there and get away and enjoy a very different kind of Disney vacation. So you are officially finally going to Aulani. You get to do everything you've ever wanted there. I've paid no expense so you get
you've
the
paid
nicest
no
room.
Expense. That's perfect. Yes. That's what I expect.
She's paid no expense.
Did I get there? And I'm like,
she's
going to
wish you well.
I'm going to the front desk. I'm like, but she told me like everything's paid for. They're like, no, sir, she's paid no expense. So I'm like, that's Ricky. She just totally played me.
Not even one.
Totally played me. I'm here on the island. Didn't bring a credit card. Yeah.
She gave you permission to go into the state of Hawaii.
Yes. I'm like, George, can you bail me out? I have no money. I didn't bring a credit card.
You only get to visit the lobby. That's all.
I don't have a room.
And there's a lot of homeless people in Hawaii. That could just be you,
yeah,
Mike.
Me. Yeah, my wife's all excited until we, you know, get to the check-in desk. Yes.
Anyway, yeah. So enjoy your trip to the lobby.
Yes.
Mele Kalikimaka and hang loose. There you go. Perfect. All right, give Pam's gift next.
Well, now I'm scared as to what's going to happen here. But Pam,
oh gosh, now we're into my gift. You're scared. All right, I'm unwrapping it.
Don't get a paper cut.
Wait, what is it?
Okay. So it is a magic wand. Okay.
Whoa, and
what you get to do is I know you love having Christmas trees all around your house.
Yes.
So this magic wand, you point it wherever you want a tree. It will magically appear whatever tree you have in mind, because I know you have like a ton of ideas in your head to have fantastic Christmas trees since you have so many of them around your house.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you can just go poof, Christmas tree. Poof.
That's clever.
I like this.
You don't even have to put them up. All you got to do is go poof. So.
Now, do the ornaments, because I think Pam likes doing the decorating, right? Like, are they decorated when she does this too?
I mean, yeah, I was going to say they were, but you know, yes. So you don't have to decorate them, you just go poof.
Like the poofing.
Is this from Ollivander's or what that place is
called? Yes, exactly. Ollivander's has a brand new service.
Boom, look at that. I'm showing off some universals.
Look at you.
Universal muscle.
I'm impressed. It's the spell, I believe, is Marius Christmas.
Nice.
Dorkius Maximus is what I call it. All right, I'm giving my gifts out next. All right, Scott, here's small packages, but good things, right? Go for it.
Well, what's the wrapping paper like,
though? Oh, yeah,
like,
my wrapping paper.
So I know which one it is under my tree here.
That's true. I went Charlie Brown this year. Classic, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas. Because we'll see, it goes with one of the gifts, but yes.
Is it a blanket?
No, never it's mind. Just it's got all the characters. Like some of them are ice skating, some of the you got the tree, all that stuff.
Got it.
Okay.
Kind of a Charlie.
All right. Yep. I see it right here. All right. Let's get into it.
There you go.
Oh, so, Mike, my bro, you know me so well. Like, so, but I can't even. I'm a loss for words. Can you just explain it to everyone else though?
It's a key. Now, I wanted to get you a car, but this is the next best thing. I had to do some serious negotiations. Now, you've seen this before, but I got it for you. I got you the golf cart from outside of the pro shop down at the Magnolia where we played this summer.
There you go.
People thought we rode that cart around the golf course. We didn't. It was a prop. But I did get it, and it is operational, and it's heading to Michigan.
Mike, this is the best gift ever. Like I'm already thinking about where I'm going to keep it in the house. Cause I will take it to the golf course. I live close to a golf course. I will actually drive through the neighborhood to the tee box.
Sure. But I'd be happy to see this in her yard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I expect you to take that thing to the grocery store, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like I am, I'm going to be winning. Like I'm going to be the host of like all the big parties now. Cause everyone wants to get a photo op with the
absolutely.
Mickey golf
cart.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And get a bite of my friend's gingerbread guys too. But, but yes, this is awesome, Mike. I appreciate it, man. You know me so well.
That's right.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. That's thank you. All right, Pam Forrester, you're up next. Grab your gift.
Okay.
That's a medium-sized package. Easy, though.
All right,
I have it here. Actually, you're going to get to see this. I actually have it here. Uh-oh. It's coming your way.
Okay.
Now, this is because you just moved, and you need one additional tree for your new house. Again, it goes with the wrapping paper.
It's the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Headed to Pittsburgh, because I know, you got a lot going on. This one is one of, I know you like the thematic trees. This one is the best thematic tree because, I mean, it really kind of brings back the meaning of the season, right?
It's
beautiful, and it's nice. And boom, this is why it's in the BR Guest Podcast studio. Exactly. I pull it out of the laundry room, bam, it's ready to roll.
Love
like
that.
After the season,
perfect.
Boom, sits right back to the treadmill right next to it.
Love that. Yeah.
There you go. Charlie Brown tree for the new house. There
I like it. I'll just set it up and walk away.
It's there so you funny go.
Too. Boom.
It's, boom. I didn't realize this too that you moved to cities named after new nighttime spectaculars at Walt Disney World. I had no idea. Like, that's so funny.
That's why I liked it.
Illuminations Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
It was so weird. Yeah, anyway. All right, Ricky, You got the last one under the tree with the Charlie Brown wrapping paper.
All right. Oh my God, Mike!
Now this one, I took a chance, but I think you'll like it.
Okay.
I saw these actually modeled on Instagram the other day by a Miss Mary Jo Collins. And I thought of you. I thought Mary Jo gets away. She wore these to work as a pharmacist the other day. I don't know if you saw this post or not.
I did not. What did she wear?
They are Bucky's pajamas. It's like a onesie.
Oh my goodness.
And it looks like a beaver. It's like or an otter or something. Whatever their mascot is. It's got like teeth up in the front and the head. It's got a tail. And it's like a flannel red. Because everybody's about the Buc-ee's, and I'm guessing Buc-ee's is a thing in Georgia. We don't have them in Missouri.
There is a Buc-ee's. Okay. I let me tell you, I feel like this is more of a gift for Brian than me, and here's why.
Okay, but easy. Okay, okay.
No.
He's taking a turn.
He's obsessed with Buc-ee's, and he, like, talks about it constantly. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay. I didn't know this all that. I didn't need to know all that, but I'm just saying you're welcome. Because it just looked like warm pajamas. You like the, you know, that kind of stuff. It looked like something you'd like, and I knew Buc-ee's was kind of a thing. I know Tanja, who's she's one of our listeners. She was just at a Buc-ee's. Everybody down in the Southeast is going to this Buc-ee's, and like I want to go to a Buc-ee's.
Amazing.
I wish I drove now at this point, because we used to drive all the time, and this would have been a place we stopped every time. But now that I fly, I miss all these
That's
places.
Right. Yeah, I actually ran into a listener one time at the Buc-ee's. On the way back from Florida.
You didn't have the PJs on, though, right?
I did not have the PJs on. No.
There you go. So that is a gift to Brian. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's how it works when you're married. Okay. Sometimes the gift's for you, sometimes for you to go.
That's how marriage works.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But the golf cart is all mine.
You can share the Friends gingerbread characters.
So. Yes. There you go.
All right, hashtag, you're up. What wrapping paper did you come up with this year in your first Christmas at the BOGP studio?
You know, I was in my office the other day going through some desk drawers, and I found, like, man, I'm a hoarder of these things. I need to get rid of them. So I went through some old DVC Disney Files magazines, and I just cut them up and put them into squares. And
not squares.
Not squares. And I use that as my paper.
That's so environmentally conscious.
That is. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Saving the planet.
So I had to do some last minute shopping because I didn't prepare for this.
You didn't think you'd be invited, right?
I didn't think I'd be invited.
No. And you were.
And so I apologize if any of these are like gifts that you've had in the past.
Okay. All right.
But you know, you would have never received this gift from me.
That's right. And it is the thought and love behind it that counts.
100%.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So Ricky, with you, you probably have gotten this gift before. I feel like I may have even heard it before, maybe, so I apologize, but you can make it like a new one this time.
Okay.
So
all right, I'm ready. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I just probably open it first. Yeah.
Sound is like you're shaking a can with like nails in it.
This is not the ASMR podcast.
Okay, no.
Hang on, let me make it the ASMR podcast. Hang on.
Yeah.
Is that better?
That sound though, I didn't know that's what the Disney file paper sounded like.
It totally does, yeah. Oh my God, Scott, what? This is fantastic.
Right?
Holy cow. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I thought you would like that.
Let's share with the listeners.
So it's your custom dress shop creation.
Oh my God.
Because we know how much you love those dresses at the dress shop.
Yeah.
So get this. You get to work with the designer. You get to tell them like what kind of movie or attraction that you want. It's whatever. It's the Ricky Niblett special. Whatever you want on this dress is yours.
You know what? I have not gotten this gift before, and this is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. This is perfect.
You're welcome. Yes. You're welcome. I can't wait to see you taking photos of it with them apart.
Yeah. Senior picture moments.
Oh, my gosh. Moments. Yes.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Instagram is going to be in so much trouble.
Yes, it is.
Well, I hope you like it, Ricky.
Thank you. There won't be swears written on the dress, I promise.
Do you have any ideas yet? Do you have any ideas for what you might do?
I gotta think. I don't.
You know what we need is a good Living with the Land dress.
You know, we do. I mean, you know, traditionally I should go with the Be Our Guest podcast dress. I'm just saying we don't have one of those. and right? I can't make one of those. So I think that would be a good idea.
That's just a good idea.
Beer. Our faces on the front of it. And then the logo.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I'm just saying.
Don't put my face on
it. I'm just saying. I don't know about all that, but yeah, okay.
Whatever all right, I may need to workshop this a little bit.
So, yeah. How about living with the land? Let's go back to that.
It's, I'm afraid there's going to be a Lula Rose. Yes. Where like someone's face is in an awkward place.
Right.
What about those people who I just saw on Instagram that just keep trying to swallow the trains on Expedition Everest? What's up with that?
Oh my gosh, no. No, thank you. Anyway.
Okay, go. So, Mike, okay, next gift.
Mike, you're going to do that during marathon, and you're going to do like a video like by Expedition Everest.
I totally will.
Actually, it won't be running. It won't be running then.
No, but I'll get a picture while we're there at some point, because we'll have to go to Animal Kingdom because you love that park.
Yeah. But, Pam, so, how about you are up next?
Oh my gosh, look at this, Scott.
Right? Yes. I'm actually kind of jealous. I should have kept this for myself, but I wanted to give it to you. But yeah, so just to let everyone know what it is, because I know they're dying to know, but this is what I like to call the Forester Suite.
Oh.
Because I've been around you a lot, Pam, and I feel the frustration that you have about room availability at Walt Disney World. Like, I remember during the 50s, you're like, man, I just want to book a room at the Contemporary tomorrow to check out this new room. And what, you know what? All sold out, right?
Oh, can't do it.
So the Forester Suite allows you, I mean, it just, Disney automatically opens up availability for you.
Nice.
So this is what I've been dreaming of my whole life.
Yep. So whenever you're like last minute or whatever, and you're like, you want to switch resorts, because I know you love to stay at like 7 different resorts on a stay. You know what? You type in the secret code, boom, the Forester Suite pops up at any resort for you, and it's open.
That's awesome. You know, like, I started this whole company thinking, like, they would roll out
that's
the
how it would work, right? Yeah,
me, we're still right? Working. That I'd have availability out the wazoo. No, that hasn't quite been the case. But this is what I'm looking for. So
nice. Well,
thanks, Scott.
It's a good use. I hope you can get some good use out of it.
Yes, I will.
There you go. A girl can dream, right? Maybe someday.
Yeah. She's dreaming.
All right. Mike, you want to go for it?
Yes. Oh, hang on. It's sitting down here under the tree.
He's got to get it.
Hang on. Oh, paper cut. I do that every year, paper cut. Oh, I'm bleeding. Okay.
Don't bleed all over the present.
I know. I'm trying not to.
Man.
Scott, you know me so well. Tell everybody about it. What we got?
All right. Well, I thought you would like this, man. This is what I like to call the ramen pop century.
Oh.
So we all know, man, you love your pop century.
I do.
But sometimes you miss it at home, right? Like you're living there in the Midwest, and you're like, man, pop century is so far away. But guess what? This little coupon right here lets you bring one of the giant icons at Pop Century to your home.
Nice.
Will you go with the big wheel? Will you go with the Mickey phone? The choice is yours, ramen.
I love it.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, the first one that popped into mind would be the big wheel.
Yeah.
I think if I had to pick, but maybe I want to take the potato heads, even though they're not like major icons, they're a pair. Right.
Maybe Goofy with the surfboard in the car. Like, I don't know. You got to think about the size of your backyard, too. So be wise.
Because you know Goofy has the pop jets. They're just not on. They're still there.
I'm sure
that they could get that working. That'd be fun in the backyard on a nice July day when I'm sitting
there. Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll think about it. So I got till the end of the – says on the fine print, I got till the end of the year to claim my icon. So
right. I'll be wise, though, because, like, you might upset some people when they go to Pop Century and their favorite icon is gone.
Well, too bad. So sad. That's too bad. It's going to be in my yard. If you want to see it, come up to St. Peter's.
Right. There you go. You can charge people.
That's
you
right. Could. You want to get on the big wheel? $5.
Right. There's no availability at Pop Century, but they could come to your house if they want to see some icons.
That's exactly right. It's in the backyard. My neighbors will be like, oh, you got a big wheel. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they're mad about a crooked tree in the front yard. They'll really be, the homeowners association will really be mad about the 70-foot tall big wheel. I'm like, it's for my kids. It was childhood.
Put it in the back. In the back. Maybe
nobody will notice in the backyard where we don't have a fence.
Right, exactly.
All that size. Yeah, nobody. What? I don't see anything. Oh, thank you. Scott, I appreciate that. Merry Christmas. Perfect.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
All right, Pam, what do you got for your wrapping paper? The last one's under the tree.
I have Baby Yoda wrapping paper.
Nice.
I've seen it, and it's so cute. cute, and I had to buy it. So. Plus, I'm missing Mandalorian. It seems like it's been forever since we've had some new episodes. But anyways, so Mike, I'm going to give you your present first, so go ahead.
Open that up. Reaching under there. Wait, what's up here? Got tape in weird places.
What?
I love opening paper presents. It's so fun.
There you go.
All right. Man, okay. Listen, the pan used a lot of tape or something?
I had to.
Okay. You got to. I'm overwhelmed, so you got to tell everybody about it.
I know. So I was a little worried when Ricky gave you hers because, honest to God, written down here in my little notebook was the exact same thing. But since Ricky paid none of the expenses, I still get to give it to you because I'm paying the expenses.
You just got one up, Ricky.
Dang it. So that worked out so good because I know that Pam, your wife, has wanted to go to Alani for so long.
Yes, she has.
I just gave him a trip to the lobby. You gave him the whole resort. Now I'm mad.
I did. I sprung for room and some board too.
And some board and some room and some board. That's perfect. I love it. That's how we roll.
So I know, right? You'll love it. You'll have the best time.
Yes. Well, again, Mele Kalikimaka, and I'll see you soon, George. Aloha.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't want all right. Okay, Ricky, here's yours. Okay. Oh my gosh, Pam, how did you know that I wanted this? Okay.
So this for you, Ricky, is the golden dining plan that right now you're the only one that's going to have it. That means you can walk on Disney property, get whatever snack. Whatever meal you want, and it's all paid for.
Yes.
And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. It comes with a purse at the end of the meal you can stuff all the stuff into.
Tupperware included.
Tupperware included.
The only catch is that you have to blog about it later.
I mean, I think that's fine.
Did you really have a meal if you didn't take pictures and blog about it? I mean, come on.
This is true. Tiny
catch. But we figured, like, this is the new sort of Disney all-inclusive plan that we hope that they're working on.
I mean, absolutely, especially if you get to take the food home with you in a Tupperware container.
I know,
I mean, 100%, yes. This is so perfect. Thank you so much, Pam.
You're so welcome.
Look at Pam providing. It sounds like the expenses were paid for this one, so wow, yeah, great job.
Yeah,
no expenses paid dining plan. That's it.
All right, Scotty. I got one here for you.
Wow. They just like rolled this thing in. Like it's, let me get into it.
I know, right?
Wow, Pam. This is awesome.
So you know what this is? We talked about it a few episodes ago. A golden fast pass to the best restrooms in Disney World.
5 SGs, baby.
Right? Yes. There will be a Scotty G stall that does not get used by anyone else. Always clean. Always, always, always clean.
Yes.
And you'll notice in all the Disney gift shops, there's a little notebook where people can record their own SG rating.
Oh my gosh.
Different bathrooms. So you're going to be famous.
Awesome. I am so glad because this is totally one of the things that I was thinking about giving Scotty G. So I'm so happy that you did it instead. So
this is the most thoughtful gift anyone has ever given me, Pam.
So when you're using it, of course, think of podcasts.
When you're using it, yes.
Yeah. I might have some flashbacks to Hilton Head Island a little bit, but this is awesome.
Right?
My goal pass for the restrooms, SG
the best
style.
Ones. Best ones. Not to worry about Germany because it's not even on the list.
It's not on the list.
No, but all the good ones. All the good ones are.
I love it. Well, you guys spoil me so much. Thank you so much for the kind gifts.
I will say, regarding the Taking Care of Business podcast from a couple weeks ago, so Scott couldn't make it that night, and I wanted to talk about it, and so I wanted to get him in there by talking about the SG scale. And it's funny because we had multiple listeners reach out to us, Scott had one, I had one, I had a couple people reach out. Like, what are the parameters for the ratings? Like, what constitutes a 3 SGs? What constitutes a 5? And it's kind of a floating scale.
It's floating scale. I mean,
no.
Oh, that's so good.
You get to pick your own, the way you rate the bathroom. So yes,
I totally had coffee in my mouth and I almost choked on it.
That's good.
I went the long way.
I don't have a good comeback to that, but on a serious note, I will post the criteria in an Instagram post for the listeners if they want to do their own ratings, similar to the SG, to the official SG ratings.
Yes, the ratings are definitely fluid.
No.
Thanks, Don. Yes, thanks, Don. We love answers. Yes.
So bad. I'm surprised there's not only one and two. You know, I'm surprised it's a layer of five. So. That's exactly
right. Okay, we got to get out of it because this is usually the shortest show of the year, and it became one of the longest. But hey,
it did.
The whole goal of this podcast all year, every year, is that we share some laughs. That's most important, that we share some memories, that we share some tips. Those are kind of the three big things that I've kind of come up with over the 13, almost 14 years we've been doing this show. Laughs, memories, tips. If we do that, we're doing our job. We hope that you've had some fun with us in 2021. We're going to, we'll be back on Monday. We got a trip report that's going to be out there. Wednesday and Friday, listener questions. We'll probably have kind of a look back over the year for next Friday. But again, we're just going to wrap it up by saying we hope that you get to celebrate with your friends and family. If you don't, we hope that you still have a great Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate in your home. We just hope that it's a great time of year for you. And we just hope that you get to have a good time. And that's what it's all about. You know, we all, say different greetings. We say Merry Christmas in my house. I know other folks celebrate different things. Whatever you celebrate, I just hope that it's a great holiday season for you, that your heart's full, and that you can have some peace, and that you can have a great, season, whatever you're celebrating. So that's from me to you. Pam, kind of some final words for Christmas. We'll let Ricky and Scott get in there, and then we'll get out of here, and everybody can get to where they got to go.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful that we have this awesome community that has come together because of the podcast. It's really a blessing in my life every day. I'm just so proud to be a part of it. It's quality shows like this last one that really make you proud.
Yes, it does.
But exactly. It really is so cool. And thanks to the three of you sitting here with me. And, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate, enjoy it.
Absolutely. Ricky.
Yeah. I mean, echoing kind of what Pam was saying, like, it's the listeners that make this possible. So, Happy Holidays to all of you. I hope that you get to have good times this weekend with family, friends, whether, you call your friends family or, whatnot. Like I call you, you three and your family, all of you guys are my family. So I'm just so thankful and blessed. And I hope everyone has a great holiday weekend and a wonderful, wonderful start, hopefully, to the new year, which we'll get to here next week. Crazy, crazy to think.
And don't think about running, all you runners, lizards. Just chill for the weekend. Take the weekend off.
Yes, take the weekend off. Yeah.
Yes, because marathon's coming like a freight train, but don't worry about it this weekend. All right, Scott, final words, and we're going to duck out of here.
Ricky, I like what you said there. I have this great sign on the wall here that says, friends are the family we choose from.
Yes.
Pam actually sent that to us a few years ago. One of my favorite things we have on the wall here in the house. But I can't add much more than what the three of you I've said. Thanks for welcoming me. Like, I've been a listener forever. I get to join every now and then, so that's kind of cool. But I love what the three of you do. And I have to say to the listeners, keep supporting the Magic for Less where you can. They're the best agency. I know Mike's got an ad read, but I can attest that they are the best in the business. And just thanks for listening and have a happy holiday.
No ad read today. That pretty much says, we just work hard for our guests, and we appreciate your support in 2021. We look forward to working with our guests in 2022. You know where to find us. We have over 2,000 episodes. You could probably do the ad read in your sleep just like I can. So I appreciate your support. I'm just going to say that again. Thank you for being here. I just wish you a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be here before the New Year, so I'm just saying that preemptively in case. Because I know you get behind, right? Your schedules get off. Because during this time of the year, without a commute, sometimes you might miss some shows. I just want to make sure that you hear the greeting. And we'll be back. The shows will be there when you're ready. But have a restful and wonderful time with your friends and family. So for Scott, Ricky, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Stay safe, stay healthy, and Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.